Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. All praises and glory unto the mighty Elohim, whose name is Yahweh, and Yahweh alone. Shalom and welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I will be your host today. My name is More Ishya Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here bringing you Nothing But the Truth. Give all praise, glory, and honor unto the mighty Elohim, for he has seen it fit to allow us to bring you another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth, so that we may be able to do what the Most High has ordained us to do. which is to magnify Yahweh and make his word honorable. And what will we be discussing this evening? We will be discussing Yahweh. Who is this Yah? Yahweh is the only Elohim. He is the creator and the savior and the only Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He's the only judge. He's the only lawgiver. He's the only redeemer. He's the only king and savior of Yisrael and the world. Yahweh is the Most High and the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea and all that therein is. And we're going to be speaking about something very important and something that is right around the corner. And that is Yahweh's holy days. Because we need to understand Yahweh has holy days, especially in the latter part of the year when we're surrounded by our enemies who have their only times, their own times of celebration. And it is important that the children of Israel understand and know that Yah has special times that we must acknowledge, observe, and perform because they're holy for his holy people. And the Most High does not want us to be given to vanity. If you go unto the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and begin reading in the first verse, and it'll state here, "Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good." Yahweh is talking about the vain customs of the heathens that seem to cut trees out of the forest, carry them into their houses, deck them with silver and with gold. That sounds like a holiday that people around the world have been accustomed to following called Christmas. But here Yahweh speaks of it and calls it vain. Yes, this is what the Most High said in verse 3. "For the customs of the people are vain," which means they're nothing, which means they're worthless. Even though people use Christmas and they use Thanksgiving and they use Halloween for times to gather with their families and friends, to have parties and to eat and to have festivities and to get off of work, even though people have all these traditions and customs around these times, Yahweh said they're vain. How does that feel? You've been growing up for years, and you come into the truth of the mighty Yah, and then you learn that this holiday season you've been serving and doing for years, the Almighty, the Elohim, your creator, has called it vain, has said that it's nothing to him, has said that it is worthless, not even something that we should consider doing. As a matter of a fact, Yahweh told the people to not follow after the ways of the heathen and to do these things which are vain. Why? Why would he tell us to not follow after this vain thing? Well, in verse 6, it says, "For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Yahweh, thou art great, and thy name is great in might." There's none unto the Most High. So even though you was taught as a child, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out if you're naughty or nice. He knows where you've been sleeping. He knows that if you've been bad or be good, so be good for goodness sake. There's nobody like Yah. Santa Claus don't know what Yah know. Even though they taught you that song, there was no truth in it. He didn't have a list. He didn't check it once. And he never came to town. So it was a lie. That's why Yahweh said it's vain. That's why Yahweh said there's none like unto him. There's none like unto the Most High. Even though you've been told this country is great, that they came over here and shared a meal with the natives and started spreading unity and brotherly love. It was a lie. They came over here and they slaughtered the indigenous people, diseased them, and mutilated them. There was no joyous dinner of unity. They actually had to have a dinner because they were starving and on their last end. And the indigenous people of the land were helpful and fed them. And how did they return their favors? And how did they return their generosity? By slaughtering them, by mutilating them, by destroying their families, and by taking their land. But yet, we'll celebrate this day and call it Thanksgiving. It's vain. Even though you let your children roam the streets in the evening, knocking on doors, collecting sweets and treats and goodies, dress up in costumes of their favorite superhero, put on makeup and act like monsters, goblins, and ghouls, and the children are enjoying themselves, and you might go to different parties, costume parties, masquerade balls, and think that everybody's having such a good time. This is the time that was supposed to bring in the time of the dead. Hallow's Eve, they used to call it. The eve on the time for the dead, where they celebrate the dead. Why do you think it's filled with goblins and ghouls and monsters and zombies and dead folk? Because it's a vain custom. It's something that holds no weight. It's something that bears no fruit, that leaves you vain. These are the times that are upon us. But there are other times upon us that we should be observing. First, go to the book of Deuteronomy or go to Leviticus. Let's go to the book of Leviticus. And go to the 20th chapter. And let's start reading. Let's see. Or the 21st chapter, if I have it right. And You know, go to Book of Deuteronomy. I can't find in Leviticus at the moment. It slipped my mind. But go to Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. And I got it in Deuteronomy 18 here. And you start reading at verse 9. It says, "When thou art come into the land which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh. And because of these abominations, Yahweh thy Elohim doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with Yah thy Elohim. For all these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners or diviners. But as for thee, Yahweh thy Elohim hath not suffered thee to do so." So Yahweh is letting you know we're not supposed to go after this foolishness. He called it an abomination. And wouldn't you know, all these times that are coming upon us very soon, there are times where people are using divination. There are times where people are observers of times, where they're using enchantments and witchcraft, where they're using charm, and they're consulting with familiar spirits, where they're practicing wizardry and necromancy. They're doing all of these things during Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. These are times that we're not to observe. Let us know in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. The first verse. "And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feast." So Yahweh has feast or appointed seasons or fixed times in which we're to have sacred, set apart, holy gatherings. "Even these are my sacred, set apart gatherings, holy convocations, even these are my feast, my fixed times, my seasons or appointed seasons." And let's see what they are. "6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Shabbat, the Sabbath of rest, and holy, sacred, set apart, convocation, gathering. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings." Letting us know the first sacred, set apart, separated, holy time or holy day, which is fixed. Because that's what this word feast means. That's what this is telling us. This feast, this Moedim, this sacred time is a Moedim, a season. It's fixed. Something that doesn't change. Something that comes at an appointed time. And as we see from what Yah just let us know, the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day, is a fixed season. It's a day of rest. It's a day where we're to have a holy gathering. Even though your enemies and the heathens round about us, they have to wait months until they have a rest period. Yahweh, the righteous and magnificent Elohim, who created the heaven and the earth, he allowed his servants to rest every week. As a matter of fact, the Sabbath is the standard for resting. If Yahweh never implemented, created, and displayed and performed this Sabbath day, there would be no standard. There would be no foundation to why we need some rest, or anything needs rest. The Sabbath is your foundation to resting, to refreshing. Look at it. Look what Yahweh says here in Genesis, the second chapter. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. You see, this is what he did. He rested. He ceased. He stopped. Look what it says in this Exodus, the 31st chapter. Exodus 31, verse 15. It states, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. In 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he made the end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. The Sabbath day he rested and was refreshed. Means he took a breather. He caught a breeze, chilling. This is the foundation to refreshing, to resting, the Sabbath day. And we are able, by law, to do this every week. And praise the Most High. We're having a holy convocation on this day. We're always having a holy gathering. Yahweh said, gather yourselves together. And people want to find reasons to not gather. Yet Yahweh commanded a holy gathering every week. We should be busting out of the seams in our sanctuaries, because Israel should be rushing to get to this gathering. And in Psalms 113, I'll tell you what we do on this day. Verse 1, Psalms 113. Praise ye Yah. Praise, O ye servants, Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Yahweh's name is to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down on the Sabbath day, not the night. Yahweh clearly let us know in Leviticus 23. If we return to this scripture, he He clearly let us know in Leviticus 23:3, 6 days shall work be done. We work during the day. Even Psalms 104 lets you know that when the sun is rising and when it is day, man goeth to his work. 6 days shall work be done. But the seventh day is the seventh day. You notice it does not say the night. Every word of Elohim is pure. And what I see is a Elohim who created the day and night explicitly tells us the seventh day. Wouldn't the creator know the difference? If he wanted you to think it was a period that should begin when it is dark, wouldn't he let you know? But no, he lets you know 6 days shall work be done. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation, a holy gathering. This is the day you're not to do any work. It's one of the things that sets it apart from all the other days. Since you work during the day, at this day, you do not work. Six days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. All encompasses every place, everything, encompasses the whole matter, all your dwellings, your living space, your habitations, where you live, where you rest your head, the place you habitate. And we live in many places. So wherever you are, your children of Israel are supposed to cease from their work and gather and praise Yahweh. That's a holy day. And it has purpose. It has meaning. Unlike the customs of the heathen. The Sabbath day is a day that Yahweh set aside for rest. That is its purpose. A day Yahweh set aside to have a gathering, a holy one, and to praise him. Look what he says in Exodus 31, verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you. This is a day you get to know your Elohim. This is a day we get to know our maker and our creator. This is a day we get to know our power. This is a day we get to know the Most High. This is a day Yah has set aside to have a personal conversation with him, to learn about him, to hear about him, to find out the truth about the Most High. What other day in the week do you get for that? That's ordained by the Most High. That's commanded by the Most High. Where you can tell everyone in the world, today ain't for you and ain't for me. It's for Yah. So I can know the Most High. So I can speak and hear about my Abba. So I can sing to him. So I can pray to him. So his message can be delivered. This day has great purpose. Can you compare Christmas to this day? Can you compare Easter to this day? Can you compare Thanksgiving to this day? No, you cannot. Because as it said in Jeremiah 10:6,
For as much as there is none like thee, O Yahweh, there is none like the Most High. Again, go to Leviticus 23, and I want to get right to the holy days that are upon us. So go to the 23rd verse.
In verse 23, it reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. What are we to do this day? We are to have a holy convocation. We are not to do servile work. It's a day of blowing of trumpets. And it happens on the first day of the month of the seventh month." Now, when is that? Because another thing we have to discuss and we have to review and we have to continue to teach about is how are we even able to know when these times are? Is it possible for people of captivity that have been removed from their Elohim, that have been cut off from their parts, that have been hid in the dark, is it possible for us to know the time of Yahweh, the months that he made, the months that he sanctified, the months that he established? Yahweh himself, Yahweh the Elohim of the heaven and earth, the creator, the maker, is it possible for people who don't even know their name to find out when Yahweh's months are? Well, yes, it's possible. It's not only possible, it is happening. Yahweh is still revealing the word of the Most High unto his servants. Because you have a certain group of people that have assumed the role of the children of Israel, and by doing so, they've corrupted the perspective of the word of the Creator to the masses, including Yah's very own people. These people that have assumed the role of Israelites call themselves Jews or Jewish people, or the religion of Judaism. And in doing so, they formulated an entire volume or entire volumes of doctrines that describe, explain, teach, and show you how they partake in this convoluted form of holding and keeping the Torah. Judaism, an old religion, teaches Yahweh's times are times that are to be changed throughout the course of 19 years, and that they're to follow the course of the moon. And in doing so, it is also attached to the season of the Abib, or the green ears. Not to be out of sync with the solar
cycle also. And this is a time that they form, they call it a lunisolar calendar, following the moon and the sun. It's something that was invented by the heathens. As a matter of fact, it's something that was invented by the Grecians and the Egyptians, nations that never had our interest at heart. And they've taught our people that they must follow after the moon. So now you have a group or a large number of our people that believe in the teachings of Judaism. And Judaism teaches you that you follow the moon, which makes the calendar that Judaism goes by something different than what is in the scriptures of the Most High. Judaism, a calendar that they have, will have the seventh month at least 2 weeks prior to when the real seventh month is. Not only that, Judaism's calendar doesn't even acknowledge the day of blowing of trumpets, as written in the scriptures. Judaism calls the seventh month, if you can believe this, Judaism in its calendar marks the seventh month as the new year. The holiday that is celebrated in Judaism in their seventh month is called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year. Growing up in New York, we used to get off school on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I never knew what that meant when I was a kid, because my parents raised us in the church, and we didn't know what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur was. We just knew it was on the school calendar in New York, which has a larger Jewish population than the state of Israel. We just knew that in New York, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we had off of school. I just seen it on the calendar, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I didn't even know what that stuff was. But then when Yahweh woke me up, I found that Rosh Hashanah meant head of the year. It's actually what Judaism teaches to be the new year. They call it the new year, the civil year, the new year. And, of course, Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. Yet they celebrate this time based on the Judaic calendar, not based on Yah's word. Now, many of our Hebrew brothers and sisters celebrate what they might call the Feast of Trumpets or the Day of Blowing, as it states in the scriptures. They celebrate it at the same time that the Jewish man celebrates Rosh Hashanah. Some Hebrews follow the Jewish man word for word, and they celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven and earth, the creator of the seventh month, let us know in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the 24th verse, he said, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Yom Terah, a day of blowing of trumpets, a holy gathering." This is what we're supposed to do. And when is the seventh month? As a matter of a fact, what month are we in now? We're in the fifth month. According to Yah's word, not according to the Judaic calendar. We're in the fifth month, in this day of this fifth month is the 24th. I don't know the exact date of the Judaic calendar, but I can almost guarantee there are at least 2 weeks in front of us. Letting you know they're probably not in the fifth month anymore. Letting you know they're probably in the sixth month of their calendar. Yet and still, they're going to have a day called Rosh Hashanah that is based on the cycle of the moon, according to their teachings, and some Hebrews and some Hebrew Pentecosts are going to go and follow this day and call it the Day of Blowing. It's not what Yahweh said it is. The Jewish calendar also teaches that there's sometimes 29 days in a month and sometimes 30. Well, Yahweh doesn't teach that. Yahweh scriptures only explain, only show, and only establish the fact that there is 30 days in every month. Yahweh scriptures only establish the fact that there is 12 months in every year, whereas the Jewish calendar teaches that there are 13 months sometimes. These things are important because it will show you why us at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, those affiliated with us, why we do not follow your common traditional Jewish calendar. This year, our holy season that Yahweh gave us by his word. I don't know when the Jewish people are doing it, but we're definitely not doing it when they are. And we're not doing what they are doing. We're going to hold a Sabbath, a day of blowing, on the seventh month, in the first day of the month. If you want to know what exact date that is on your Gregorian calendar, another calendar that we do not adhere to in the sense of how we celebrate our holy times. Everyone under this fourth beast has to and does go by the Gregorian calendar on some level. And that's why we give you the dates to coincide with so you'll know. And those dates for the Day of Blowing is September the 28th. But that day is the seventh month, the first day of the month. It's a Sabbath, a day that we're supposed to cease from our work, a day that we're supposed to do no servile work, a day that we're supposed to and commanded to have a holy convocation, as you'll read in the book of Nehemiah. And why? Why should we establish these things? Because Yahweh told us not to follow after the customs of the heathen, not to learn the ways of the heathen, for the ways and the customs of the heathen are vain. What is the purpose? What is the reason to a Christmas? What is the purpose? And what is the reason to a Thanksgiving? Don't you know, brothers and sisters, the Christmas time has various different meanings depending on what culture you're dealing with. For example, in Egypt, this so-called Christmas time was a time that they celebrated and venerated their deity that you know as Horus. They venerated and celebrated this person because he happened to die and was born on this day. And they celebrated him for being born on this day. And the custom goes back to his mother, gathering the pieces of her husband's private areas to create this child. What does that have to do with salvation? What does that have to do with deliverance? What does that have to do with righteousness? How is that dealing that helps a nation or a people? Except give you some perverted story of why you celebrate some deity that doesn't even exist. In European cultures, Viking culture, this time that you know is Christmas, the Vikings, they would get drunk as ever and go around and chopping off people's heads and put the heads on trees. That's why you have these ornaments. In the Roman culture, they would get drunk and they would dress up, the kings and the queens and the noblemen would dress up as peasants and the peasants would dress up as kings and queens, and they would get drunk and they would do perverted acts. Then comes the Christ of the New Testament and they make it a day of when he was born. And what does that matter? What does that do for a people? It does nothing. But why do we hold a memorial of blowing of trumpets? And how did our people do this day? As you can see in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, in the first verse it says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street." That was before the water gate. You see, they gathered themselves together. "And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moshe, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street, that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could hear with those that could understand, and all the ears of the people were attentive to the book of the law." The brothers and sisters of this time read and heard from the priest and heard the words of Yah. And it was a day of gladness because it was a day that we memorialize blowing trumpets. If you go to Numbers, the 10th chapter, we'll see the great importance of these blowing of trumpets. In Numbers 10, 1, it will read, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver of a whole piece. Shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow with but one trumpet, then the princes, which are the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aharon the priest shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be unto you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be unto you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim." Yahweh is letting us know that on this day, that these trumpets are being remembered for all the great deliverance, and gladness that they were for. You see, it says when we go out against our enemies, if we blow these trumpets, Yah will save us. These are to be blown for Yahweh's memorial, for his name's sake. This is a great thing to remember. These trumpets are of great importance. And Yahweh separated a complete day aside for us to remember. Do not ever forget that if we blow these trumpets, Yah will save us. Yah will hear us. Yah will remember us. And why would he keep us from keeping this day, even in our captivity? Because he wants us to know that he's going to remember us. And what has the heathen turned it into? A day that they don't even consider blowing trumpets. A day that they don't even acknowledge in its proper time. And a day that they don't even call it anymore a day of blowing. But yet it's called the new year. How does a year begin in the seventh month? How do you begin anything in the middle or the end, as it would for this time? Because the seventh month is the end of the year. But we have our people following other nations, and by doing so, they're diminishing the word of the Most High. Yahweh let us know that we're never to diminish his word. Why would we want to forget this holy day with such purpose, with such meaning? It's Yahweh's commandment. Yet you have our people foregoing this day to celebrate something man-made. And Yahweh lets you know this day he made. For he is Yahweh, our Elohim. As we learned in a couple days ago, your Elohim doesn't just mean he's our power creator. He created this. He created this day. He created this time. And he created us. And who do you want to hallow? Who do you want to venerate? Who do you want to sanctify? A false idol? A false deity? A false god? Or the true and living creator whose name is Yahweh? I want to show you what Yahweh said again in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Leviticus 23, verse 26, it says, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Also, the tenth day of this month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your Elohim. For whatsoever soul it be shall not be afflicted in that same day. He shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, that same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day at the month of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. What you just finished hearing and reading is the Day of Atonement. It's called in Hebrew Yom Kippur. Again, a day that I thought growing up, I didn't know what it meant. Another day that this false religion called Judaism has copied, and they done put their own doctrine on it and convoluted the word of the Most High. Yahweh lets you know explicitly and quite clearly that the Day of Atonement is the 10th day of the 7th month. He didn't tell you only when there's a Sabbath, there's not a Sabbath before or after. He lets you know the 10th day of the 7th month. But the Jewish man has made a doctrine that tells you that if the Day of Atonement will fall on a Friday or a Sunday, then it has to be on a different day. They change when Yahweh told you it should be. So if they had this day on the 10th day, but it happened to be the 6th day of the week, they would say, no, have that day on the 5th day of the week, or have that day on the 2nd day of the week, because this doctrine has convoluted the word of Yah to change this day because they don't want to fast 2 days in a row. Because there's another doctrine amongst this false religion that teaches you you got to fast on the Sabbath day, even though Yahweh never mentioned this. So Yahweh said the Day of Atonement is on the 10th day, whether it be the 7th day of the week, whether it be the 1st day of the week, whether it be the 6th day of the week. And Yahweh lets you know that this day is to happen without your inventions. He let us know that we're to do no work on this day, and that we are to never go from afflicting our souls on this day. If we refuse to afflict our souls on this day, if we refuse to cease from our work on this day, then we can be cut off and destroyed. Therefore, if somebody decided to change when this day should be from its original position, you would essentially be working and not afflicting yourself on the proper day, which could get you cut off and destroyed. Which is why Yahweh lets you know, do not learn the ways of the heathen, for the customs of the heathen are vain. But if we follow what Yahweh said and keep the Day of Atonement at its proper time, which is the 7th month and the 10th day of the month, and begin our Sabbath the 9th day at evening, unto evening shall we afflict ourselves, then we will be in compliance with the word of the mighty Yah. But how in the world are we able to do such a thing if we've been taught the doctrines of man that follows after moonlight before Yah's light? Well, if you follow after the doctrine of man, then yes, you might be keeping this day at the wrong time and the wrong way. Nevertheless, Yahweh has shown us when this time is. It's the 7th month. It's the 10th day. And we're to begin our Sabbath the 9th day at evening. Now, what day does that coincide with on the calendars that you most commonly use? That would be October the 7th, which is the 1st day of the week. You would begin your Sabbath October the 6th at evening, which is actually the Sabbath day, the 7th day of the week. How again do we know this? Because as I told you, this religion called Judaism follows a calendar that's man-made. But what we here are teaching and what we follow is Yahweh's word. And he let us know there are only 30 days in every month and 12 months in every year. His word let us know there are only 7 years because he has a Sabbath of years. Yahweh has a beginning and ending to all his creation. And how would you be able to operate in this world that Yahweh has made if you didn't operate using beginning points and ending points? Now, I've showed you Yah's holy day of the Day of Atonement. It's a day for us to return to the Most High. That's his purpose, to atone for our sins. That's his reasoning. But what day does the heathen have for anything like this? I don't even know a time. I know in Christianity, they have Easter. And for some reason, Christians use 40 days before Easter, and they call it Lent. But right before that, right before they go into them 40 days, they have this thing called Fat Tuesday, where they just go and get fat and eat whatever they want and do all kind of iniquity and vanities and foolishness. And then they choose what bad thing they claim is bad they'll stay away from for 40 days until they celebrate Easter, which is supposed to be a day celebrating the resurrection, the Christ of the New Testament. What does that mean? What does that do for people? How does that help you return to the Most High? What deliverance does this day bring? None. But Yah's holy day. Yah's holy day is actually a day where we can atone for our sins. Wash ourselves from our iniquities and humble ourselves to the Most High and be welcomed back to his Holy Spirit. Yet, our enemies and the heathens would have us do things, as Yahweh has said, are vain. So now, how do we know when these times are? As I said, Yahweh has a beginning and ending to all his holy times and all his creations. If you go to the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, and we'll start reading in the first verse, Leviticus 25:1. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe in Mount Sinai, saying to the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yahweh. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yahweh. Thou shalt neither sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall the increase thereof be meat. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. What are we reading? You're reading that Yahweh has a Sabbath of years. We're reading that we have to be cognizant of the years because Yahweh wants us to cease and rest and discontinue and from doing work on his land in the seventh year. If we miss this, then we break the commandment of the Most High. He also let us know in verse 8, thou shalt number seven Sabbath of years unto thee. Seven times 7 years. In the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. So not only do we have to have a Sabbath of years for the land, we have to number the Sabbath of years seven times over the next 49 years. Because in verse 9 he says, then you shall cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout your land. You see how important it is to know Yah's time, how important it is to know Yahweh's word according to his times that he created, and not start following after a false religion, a false doctrine, a word that has not brought salvation, does not bring deliverance, that takes Yah's word and changes it according to their stomach's desire. But Yah's word lets you know we got to know these seven Sabbaths of years in these 7 years times 7 years, which should be 49 years, so we can blow the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land, and you shall hallow the 50th year. You shall hallow this 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. And ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is a jubilee, and it shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. These important times Yahweh has created for freedom, for jubilee, for rest, for redemption. And how can we ignore them? Unless we have forgotten the word of our Creator. We not only have to know the Sabbath of years for the rest of the land, but we have to know the Sabbath of years for the Jubilee and for the year of liberty, the Jubilee year, which lets us know that there's 7 years and then we have to start over again. There's only Sabbath 7 years and then we start over again. And that's how we're able to count Yah's times, knowing these years, knowing his Sabbath. How are we able to count a week? By the Sabbath day. That's how you're able to know what day it is of the week, because we have to mark, we have to remember the Sabbath day holy. And since the Sabbath day is the seventh day, we know that that's the last day, that's the rest day, that's the ending. And as Yahweh has already showed us, the first day is when you go back to your work, is when you go back to your labors. We have to know the Sabbath day. We have to know the Sabbath years if we're going to know anything about Yah's time. And Yah's Sabbath of years is all throughout his book. Yahweh lets you know about his years and his times all throughout his book. He lets you know how it begins. He lets you know where it begins. And it shows you where it begins. And where does he show you where his years begin? In the beginning. in the first chapter of Genesis, in the 14th verse, it reads, "And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, and the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good." What we just read and heard was that Yahweh made the lights to shine upon the earth, and they are made for signs, seasons, days, and years. And this was done, as it says in verse 19, in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. This all happened on the fourth day. This was the day the lights came into existence. This is when they started, which lets you know you couldn't have had a month. You couldn't have had a year begin before this day. How is a month going to begin before this day? How is a year going to begin before this day if the signs that are to be utilized to dictate, to help you know what Yahweh is saying, if you're not going to be able to even know these signs before then, how can it start before then? Well, it couldn't. And that's why the beginning started on the fourth day, the beginning of your years. Yah's years started in the beginning on the fourth day. And when do they end? They end in the seventh year. And this is how we are able to chart when Yah's times are between. So as I've been showing you, brothers and sisters, Yahweh has holy days, holy times. And we need to know these holy times, because this is something that Yahweh commanded us to do. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, if we go there, Ezekiel 20, we'll just start reading in verse 19. Yahweh says, "I am Yahweh your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim." Now the children of Israel, notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. This is what happened. We decided to not go after Yah, but we polluted his Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, whose sight I brought them forth. And I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. We didn't keep Yah's Sabbaths, the Day of Atonement, the Sabbath day, the day of blowing of trumpets, the day called Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Tabernacles. We didn't keep Yah's day. We didn't keep Yah's Sabbaths. But we went after our father's idols that only served our desires. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And that's what we're dealing with today, brothers and sisters. Statutes and judgments that we're not able to live by. Holidays that do nothing but suck your money dry. Create problems for you and your family. Make you become vain. Teach you the ways of death. The ways of horror and destruction. Yet Yah's days is all about salvation. Yah's days is all about deliverance. Yah's days is all about remembrance of his greatness and his goodness. Yah's days is all about humbling ourselves so we can return to the Almighty. Yah's days is filled with purpose and filled with greatness and filled with goodness. Yah's days are never vain. Yah's days have meaning. But what have we done? We've turned after our father's idols, whereby Yahweh gave us statutes and judgments, so we can't live by them. How can we live by a doctrine that convolutes the word of Yah to the extent that if you fail to afflict yourself on the Day of Atonement, if you fail to cease from your work on the Day of Atonement, Yahweh will not only destroy you, he will cut you off. How in the world is it that we'll allow people to tell us we cannot keep the Sabbath day, even though in breaking such day, you will be destroyed and cut off? How is it that we fail to remember a holy day that Yah has given us, that if we keep it, Yahweh said he'll remember us and he'll deliver us? These are the days that Yahweh gave us that we can be saved from our enemies, saved from destruction, and even get to know the Elohim of Elohim, even get to know the King of Kings, even get to know the ruler of rulers, the master of masters, and the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. How would we let these days pass by? I'll show you how. It's in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, where it reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be a priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget your children." In the rejection of knowledge of our forefathers, and in even today, how we reject knowledge, and not just information, because some people have been taught that knowledge is simply information. Knowledge is the teachings. Knowledge is the instruction of the word of the Most High. If we forget and if we reject knowledge, we reject the teaching of Yah's word. We reject Yah's servant, who's given knowledge. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, then we are forgotten Yah's law. And now we will be destitute. But Yahweh said he has not left us destitute and he has not forgotten us. Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel, the 6th chapter, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 6, Yahweh said in verse 8, "Yet will I leave a remnant, that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, when ye shall be scattered through the countries. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whether they shall be carried captives, because I am broken with their whorish heart, which have departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a-whoring after their idols. And they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. And they shall know that I am Yah, and that I have not said in vain, I would do this evil unto them. So Yahweh let us know, he didn't leave us here with nobody to remember. He has put the spirit of remembrance among his people, and we have been fortunate to hear the word of Yah, to remember him, and to remember his word, and to remember his holiness, his holy days, in the times that Yahweh has set aside so that we can hear his message. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Hallelujah and shalom.
Mercy, and it's love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.